Hey there, I want to welcome you to this week's Deeper Dive. I'm real excited about the new series that we're jumping into. We're doing a three-week series right now called Living It. How are we living the gospel? How are we living faith? How are we living love? These things that are central to our faith. And so we're really going to be talking about how are we living all of these things out. Specifically this week, as we look at our core verse of the week, Mark chapter 1, verse 1. It's crazy how much stuff is jammed into this. Technically, Mark verse 1 is not even a full sentence grammatically. It really, many people believe, is like the title of the whole book. And in the title of this whole book, there are some bold and brash things being said. Today, just as much so for the very first time, ink hit the paper from Mark's hand. The two things that are found in this statement that are so bold is this. One, that technically only Jesus is good news. Everything else is okay news. Jesus alone is good news. I had a preacher friend one time that would tell people, never say awesome. Awesome is a word that is such a great, fun, cool, big word that only Jesus deserves the word awesome. Everything else in comparison to Jesus, it's just such a vast distinction that no one else should ever be called awesome. No food should be called awesome. No situation should be called awesome. Only Jesus is awesome. He's that much greater, that much bigger in awesomeness than every other thing that we so flippantly call awesome. He's like, only Jesus deserves that word. That really is kind of the idea of Mark's opening title. You want real good news? Jesus is singularly good news. He embodies it. The second thing that he says is Jesus is truly, he truly is the Son of God. In a day and age of emperors and Roman empires, who say this emperor has done such great things for our nation, Rome, that he is descended of the gods. He's a god. He's like a god. God-like, or truly believing themselves to be gods. Mark starts his book out with this bold statement saying, no, Jesus is God. Jesus is only good. And that really kind of sets the what will happen throughout the rest of Mark's book as he proves that statement that Jesus Christ, in fact, is the Son of God and is the only good news in the world. Bold things. And I ask this question, have maybe we just tamed Jesus a little bit? We're not currently persecuted in physical ways for proclaiming Christ. Have we tamed down the boldness of who Jesus really is? This week, for a deeper dive, I want to point you to seven bold statements. It really is, they all come from the book of John. And, you know, it's the world, I believe, is putting on us, the prince of this earth, Satan, the enemy, is putting on us pictures of Jesus to accept. I would say to you, don't accept them. They're false narratives. And the only way you know how to accept or not accept a vision of Christ or a picture of Christ that is true or not is to go to the original text and see the eyewitness accounts of who Jesus was and hear Jesus proclaim in his own words who he is. It's Jesus by Jesus. The book of John records these seven famous, bold, brash, I am statements. Check them out this week. I think as you dive deeper and you look at the bold statements of who Christ is, it's going to arm all of us with the ability to know if we are truly living the gospel, living Jesus, or a made-up version of Jesus. Have a great deeper dive this week.